This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Jimmy Jewelry.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretch.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Smashing day here in Miami. We get ready to talk a little sport. What we do on this program. Had a brilliant time in London. Don't think that it's going to change the program at all, Crowder. My week or so in London, everything will remain the same.
Why are you wearing a fedora?
It's not a fedora, it's a flat hat. Flat hat. It was brilliant. Goodness. London was brilliant. I had a lovely time on holiday. I appreciate you all holding it down. I was out there. Of course, I saw friends. I was able to share a tipple with some friends. I saw a cracker of a Premier League match. Enjoyed some delicious scran. And over the course of the 8 or 9 days in the UK, I enjoyed a chippy or two, a toasty, some mushy peas.
So we gotta, will it get out of your system as fast as it got in? Because I can't deal with this for weeks. I can deal with it for a week.
Deal with what? I don't know anything that's different. We'll continue to do the show we do. We'll talk sport. God save the king.
I got a week in me, bro.
We'll say this. I was unable to see the heat for 8 or 9 days. So the first I saw them was last night. They look great, man. They really got it together. They've gelled. Seems like they're going to make a good push here for the postseason because last night they handled their business.
You ain't missed nothing. I'll tell you, Wiggins won scoring 40 for the week you were gone.
People were saying, oh, my God, Heathrow is burning down. I said, listen, that's nothing compared to what's going on with the Heat right now. What'd they lose, 11 in a row, Solana?
No, don't be ridiculous. Just 10.
Oh, they lost 10 in a row?
10 in a row, yeah.
I thought it was 11. I don't know why I saw it was 11.
10 in a row, but it was ugly. It was embarrassing.
I didn't get to see really much of it. Today is UM Pro Day, by the way. I don't know if you watched. I'm a little under the weather. So I'm going to tell you why this happened. This is so infuriating to me. So on Wednesday, we took the train to Paris. We took the Eurostar to Paris. Wednesday night, we come back because we've still got Thursday and Friday in London. We're flying out Saturday. Wednesday night in our carriage, and they call it a carriage there. It's my class here. So in the carriage, there's a guy. He is sneezing, sniffling, coughing, blowing his nose. But the Eurostar sold out. You have assigned seats. Yeah. He's sitting right across from me. 2 hours. I'm on the under the English Channel, if you will, the channel. And he is. The whole flipping Eurostar ride. And I said to Lori, I go, well, we're sick. That's it. We're sick. There's no way to avoid this. Like, we're sick. This guy's spreading germs all over the place. It's just a selfish ass. I would have said something if I was in the States. But because, first of all, I didn't even know where I was under the channel. I didn't know who owns that. I didn't want to get in any kind of international rift.
I'm glad you. I am glad you made it back and you ain't run nobody hot and get locked up or nothing.
They love me over there. I was practically a local there. I was local in Paris for sure. I mean, I really made my mark.
We were worried about you. We talked about you every day. I had great concerns that I would now have to fly and get you out of some, you know, hostel that they had you locked in. So I'm glad you did make it back, even if you're sick.
No, I had great times with many new mates over there. Like I said, a tipple, sometimes a pint, and every now and then a spot of tea, because when in London, do as the Londoners do. I have to say, in all honesty, I have to say, I've visited some big cities, international and national. I like New York City, going to theater, whatever. I believe I can say London is my favorite big city on the planet that I have visited so far. Tokyo, close second. We love Tokyo. But obviously, much more difficult to communicate there. And my over-the-top impersonation really doesn't play well in 2024, 2025. Yeah. So, I can't even walk through the streets doing my over-the-top impersonations. It plays a little rougher. Get closer to 6 o'clock here, though. I may break it out because I'm on a whole bunch of meds. No, I really do believe London is my favorite big city on the planet. I cannot believe how great that city is.
I've been to London. We went over there with the team. So London was cool. I like Spain, whatever, Barcelona. We went over there. Like, it was cool. And, okay, yeah, so it's different. But it's crazy for you to say from L.A. to New York to, you know, Atlanta and Miami.
Chicago,
just
you know,
all
I love
the major
Chicago,
cities.
Yep.
Chicago's awesome. Chicago has great restaurants and people. But for you to say London's your favorite, I got to go. I have to go in more of a work, more than just a work capacity. I need to go hang out.
I just couldn't believe how great that city was, how well it runs, you know, with the tube. I mean, you literally can get anywhere, and there is people and dining and pubs. I mean, every corner, markets, Borough Market, Camden Market, like it really, I was startled at how much I loved that city. I did not expect it.
Wow, they have people over there?
Fascinating. Lots of people.
Wow.
There's humans. Did you go through the park? That big park in the middle of the city? Did you walk through the big park?
Hyde Park?
No, Central Park.
I don't know what the name is. I remember it was like Central Park.
Central Park.
No, it was Central Park of London, but it's a big, like it has a big loop around it. It's gigantic. And the park.
I believe you're talking about Hyde Park.
I remember walking through.
Yeah, it was really neat. I'm telling you, I cannot believe how much I loved London. Couldn't believe it. Paris, we were there for a day. So, you know, it was great, but it was a day. So I can't really tell you other than, yeah, you know, we had a crepe and a croissant.
Oh, you had a croissant.
And, I had a croissant. What else did we have
in
Paris?
Were you doing, were you really doing your sticks there with the people of the city?
I may have been.
That's why I was worried, because I know how you are. And we talked about it.
They love
four or five days. I was like, he's going to start this crap with these people and they're not going to get it and they're going to get offended.
No. They love me. I'm like a local. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have citizenship now in France and the UK. Just based on my attitude.
Did any interactions get a little dicey where you had to pull back and like, yeah, let me not do this now?
Just this jackass on the train. I'm telling you, I was going to lose my mind on him.
But that's normal. That's in America too. I fly a lot and it happens. The guy gets on his nose. Why would you get on this plane next to me?
When we flew, I was sick, obviously. When we flew home on Saturday, I was sick because the guy got me sick. You know, it was Wednesday night. By like Friday, I was starting to feel it. And so when I'm flying, if I'm sick, I'm very isolated in my seat, sat next to the window. If I have to blow my nose, I'll go to the lavatory and I'll blow my nose so that it's not, you know. I also, even though it was an afternoon flight because I was a little under the weather, I took an Ambien. I took a migraine shot only because it knocks me out. I didn't even have a migraine, but I was like, you know what? This will help me a 10-hour flight. Just inject my thigh, take an Ambien. I'll do whatever to make sure I'm not offensive to anybody. This guy, I mean, he's like staring right at me. And he was a tribe member. Drove me crazy.
He was
part of my tribe.
He was sneezing.
What I'm saying.
He was sneezing your way.
I mean, like, I was like, for the love of Hashem. But then I didn't know if I should do it in a British accent or a French accent, because it was in between the two. Guy, what? Hey,
Solana, he done got a little high class. What did he just call the bathroom, Solana? I would go to the lavatory.
Speaking of a bathroom on an airplane, you have to say lavatory. I'll tell you the greatest accomplishment that I had in London. Yeah, London. We were at Camden Market. You've been to Camden Market, Solana? You've been to London, yeah?
No, I've never been to London.
Oh, Camden Market, you know, one of these food markets or whatever, but this was more of like a gritty one, you know, like kind of like The Clash, you know, it's like one of these artsy, you know, vibes. I had to go to the bathroom. There was a public restroom at Camden Market, but it was a pay restroom and it wasn't working well. It was like a turnstile and people were trying to drop their, this was England, so they tried to drop a pound or whatever. I don't know, you know, a couple of quid. And people, like, they couldn't figure it out. They were getting turned away. I got up there. I kept hitting it with the Apple Pay. Finally went through. I got to use the restroom there. I felt like a local because people couldn't figure out how to get in. Now, it cost me like $85 because I don't know how many times I swiped the thing and it said no and whatever. But for that moment, I really felt like I had it together.
Big man.
So on Friday, I'm in Mayfair and there's a pharmacy, an apothecary. You probably know it as a pharmacy. So I see this apothecary and I say to myself, you know, I'd like to get a little something for the head cold that's coming on. So I go in there. I want to get some Dayquil. This is by far the funniest moment of the trip. I walk in
I mean, England, mind you. But I've lost my mind at this point because I'm getting sick. And the man behind the counter is probably, I don't know, Arab or Middle Eastern or something. So he's not glistening, you know, glisteningly white. So I'm like, head cold, no drowsy, no drowsy. So he's like, you're looking for some DayQuil? And I'm like, yeah, no sleep.
No sleep.
And then I realized, like, and I swear to God, I'm like, no sleep, no sleep. He's like, okay, mate, here's a day nurse. It's called day nurse. Hey, day nurse, and how about a whatever? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm literally, like, I swear to God, I had lost my mind. I forgot I was in an English-speaking country. So I'm like, no drowsy, no drowsy. He's like, oh, you're looking for DayQuil, mate.
Oh, it happens, man. When you're overseas, you simplify you like you're talking to a two-year-old.
And the guy speaks better English than I do because they speak the Queen's English. No drowsy, no drowsy.
DayQuil, brother, that's what you're looking for? Stuff face, head cold. You slow down the words. I do the same thing.
Man, I've got some stories. It was fun. Had a great time. Saw some of your guys' shows that I missed over the last week or so. I was looking at YouTube. Looked like it was fun. Looks like Buckets and Bets was fun. Just a lot going on. So let's... We do have a lot to get to today. This week, we have tickets for The Offspring with special guest Jimmy Eat World. Now, you remember what Jimmy Eat World means to South Florida sports, Crowder?
It was the Panthers' goal song.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Several seasons ago. Offspring tickets, Jimmy Eat World, and Newfound Glory. They're bringing their supercharged tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater in July. So just keep listening to us all week. It's a Live Nation show. We will give away a pair of tickets every single day. Josh Appel's going to join us, and Joe Zagacki is going to join us. It is Canes Pro Day. Let's get a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Is it the same Offspring like the Dixie Chicks time? Because I talk about like being at UF and having the songs where like wide open spaces would set the white girls off. Offspring was one of those same bands that was around that time. They can go.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Yeah, they can go. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they got some hits.
I'd have made some whoopee off Offspring.
Solana for the headlines. No drowsy, no drowsy.
Don't worry. These headlines, Hawk, are going to be ravishing, I assure you. The Heat end their 10-game losing streak. Finally, they beat.
Drowsy.
I swear, when it hit me what I was doing, I wanted to curl up on the floor. I wanted to curl up because I didn't feel well anyway, but I wanted to curl up on the floor. Head cold. No drowsy. All right, mate. You're looking for a little DayQuil, are you?
I have done that in so many countries.
But with an English-speaking guy?
Move to city on autobus. So what are you looking for, sir? Right. Oh, yeah, man, I'm trying to find the bus stop.
But, like, it's not like I found a random English-speaking guy who happened to understand the language. I was in an English-speaking country.
Autobus? No. You want to get on the bus? Like, you're good, mate.
Jimmy Butler is in town tomorrow, gentlemen. 7:30 p.m. Jimmy makes his return to the Kaseya Center to face the Miami Heat. We're on a one-game win streak, 1-0 in their last one.
1-0 when I'm in the
States. Steph playing?
I don't know.
Steph playing?
We'll find out.
I hope he doesn't, because that makes Jimmy the one again, and I think that would be a cool narrative.
That would be funny. Did you see the shot that Steph hit from the tunnel the other day? It went viral.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Did you see?
Luka did it too. Did you see Luka's shot over the backboard?
No.
Yeah, he hit. Oh yeah, you were disrespecting English speaking people, but he hit a stupid shot too from walking out signing autographs.
Jay Williams on Get Up this morning said that Steph's shot was unimpressive, and anyone can make that. It was mind blowing. It was mind blowing. Greeny wanted to kick him off the set.
I sometimes feel, because I've been on ESPN, I sometimes feel as if people look at the email and see others' takes and find a way to go the other way.
Oh, 100%. If you're like, that's a great take. Like if you happen to, you know, you're going to bed at night. I know a thing or two about this just doing this show, but sometimes a great take, I'm not saying a smart take, but a great take pops into your head. And you're like, oh, I can't wait for the show to roll around because I am going to lay something out that, you know, perhaps just a few weeks ago when I called Chris Greer, Tua, and Mike McDaniel the big three.
It might have been a little ambient involved. But I remember looking at ESPN emails and being like, okay, she's going this way. He's going this way. She's going this way. They're going this way. Where are you going? Well, everybody's going Chiefs. I think I'll go Bills. Like, I don't know how this conversation's going to work itself out. And so Jay Will is a – I think those are manifested conversations a lot of the time.
But I do that. Like, I'll just take the other side all the time on things because you guys agree on it, and I'll make myself look like the dummy. In this particular instance, to have that take is dumb. Like, there's no argument otherwise. He's standing
well,
a full
that's kind
court
of what
length.
They were saying to him, though, but he was saying, no, it's not. He's like, I'll go shot. Jay Williams trying to put himself into the narrative, but he's like, I'll go shot for shot with him. I publicly invite him to do, if he wants to do an outlandish shot for shot, I'll go with him, and I think I can beat him on that. Like, it was nutso cuckoo.
I think I got Jay Williams' number, actually. I got to text him. Let's pull back, brother.
I'm sure Steph Curry can't wait to go shot for shot with Jay Williams.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, Greeny's like, well, there you have it. It's a public invitation, Steph, if you want. Yeah, that's what Steph Curry wants. He needs to challenge Jay Williams.
By the way, Jimmy Butler did speak. He said, if there is a video tribute, cool. It makes no difference if they don't have one. And Anthony Chang of The Herald is reporting that, yes, there will be a Jimmy Butler tribute video tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, they have to. The precedent has been set, so it would be really petty if you didn't. But the video tribute should be brought to you by Starbucks or Dunkin'. Like, it should be brought to you by a competing coffee company. All coffee should be free
like
at the arena
hawk.
Tomorrow.
I love the petty hawk. Yeah, yeah. Is that the nastiest heat breakup ever?
High profile? I mean, LeBron,
it has to be.
No, that's a good question. What was a nastier high-profile breakup?
Well, Shaq and Riley.
I can't think of anybody.
Shaq and Riley was probably uglier, but all the details were not leaked in the media at
right.
the time, as right. this one, for the most part, is. Because
this
we found
played
out
in public.
Correct. We found out Shaq,
in real time.
Shaq and Riley almost came to blows at a practice because Riley wanted him on the court. And Shaq was fat and didn't want to play with Chris Quinn anymore. So, like, they literally almost fought. And had we known that at the time, we may feel differently about the ugliest heat breakup.
But the LeBron one, too. I mean, when you think about it, remember he had to fly to Vegas, and then LeBron takes a meeting with him. He's
LeBron
playing
was watching,
FIFA or watching FIFA. I forget which one.
Mm-hmm. Watching a soccer game.
Yeah, and like,
I
doesn't
remember,
even look up at Riley. Like, doesn't even look up at him.
Honestly, I watched
the Wade. What about the Wade breakup?
But I watched Jimmy Butler stand in the corner and not do anything on game night. I didn't see Wade. I didn't see Shaq. I didn't see LeBron do that. That was
now that we play it out, though. I think this was the nicest breakup that the Heat have ever had with a high profile player.
No, he quit. He quit during a game.
Now, all these breakups.
LeBron, Wade, and Shaq were in the offseason. That was offseason.
Yeah.
The Wade one was just shocking. Nobody thought that relationship would deteriorate, and nobody thought Wade wasn't talking to Riley, wasn't talking to Harrison. Like, at least I didn't. Maybe I was naive, but I just assumed, okay, like, Harrison will come in, they'll sit down.
Well,
it's Dwayne Wade.
I think we also all thought, because Dwayne Wade had been such a good soldier, that he was also going to be like, oh, no, it's really important to get Hassan Whiteside. I agree with you. That's good. Yeah. Like, that's kind of what we were – that's what we had grown to – Yeah. expect from him, and he had gotten to that point where, like, no. Like, yeah, LeBron, sure. Bosh, okay. No, not Hassan, no.
Dear bruh, I'm not taking a pay cut for dear bruh.
Anything else? I want to get to Appel.
The Panthers won in OT yesterday. They beat the Crosmen and the Penguins. They're back at it later in the week. Just one game during this week. I believe it's on Friday. They got the Utah Hockey Club coming to town. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 60s. That is your weather.
Pip, pip, smashing good job on the headlines, molass. Josh Appel is next. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hello.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Pip, pip. Pip, pip, cheerio. Hello.
Hawk and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. One of my longtime mates, Josh Appel. Always enjoy talking with Josh. Sometimes he and I will meet somewhere. We'll get a spot of tea, put down a couple of chippies. You know what a chippy is, Crowder?
French fry.
You know what a chippy is, Solana?
Chips.
So you'd think it's actually, instead of saying I'm going to go get fish and chips, you say I'm going to go get a chippy. And so it does incorporate the chips, but it also includes the fish. And I have to tell you, by the way, I had fish and chips, a chippy, at Mayfair Chippy. And the only reason I bring it up, we were staying in Mayfair. The line, every time we walked past this restaurant, call them a pub, the line was out the door. And so one night I finally said to Lori, I go, we just got to get in this line and try one of their chippies. And I'm not joking. I don't know if you like fish and chips at all. And I've had fish and chips in the States before. This was top 10 food item I've ever eaten in my life. In my life, food item, fish and chips.
And it's really like chips. It's potato chips.
No, it's fries.
It's fried. I was going to say, I hate potato chips with a meal. I hate potato chips with a sandwich. Yeah. I don't like
It's fries. It's thick fries.
What kind of fish is it?
So you can choose either cod or haddock.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Anywho, Josh Appel, you know, he's an NFL broadcaster nationally for Sports USA. He's our permanent fill-in host when we're gone. And he's on the call for a lot of soccer. This time, and you know, I'm a big fan of footy. But I'm of course talking about the old Y100 DJ.
my old boss.
a good little joke for you, yeah. For like 40 people. He's got a USL match this Saturday night on ESPN Plus. He's going to be calling the US Open Cup match next week between Inter Miami 2 and Miami FC. Will you acknowledge Appel? Because I know you filled in for a few days while I was gone. Will you acknowledge my British accent got better as my time in London went on?
Well, first of all, I was hoping that you would bring me onto the show today in the accent, because the first couple of days I was on the show, I was ripping it. And I thought you were going to cause an international incident walking around the streets of London talking like that. And then the more you sent us, the more I saw on your Instagram, it really grew on me. And it seemed like you became one with Britain.
Oh, I do appreciate that, Governor. I noticed as well when I would sit down for a tipple with some of my mates over there that I also was being accepted at a rate that I wasn't expecting earlier on in the holiday.
The way he's like so explaining raspy. Things that he did to you guys, like beaming with pride and joy, like he's in elementary school doing a current events project, getting up in front of the class. All right, guys, do you know what chippies are? Oh, it was the best chippy I ever had.
I had. Have you ever been to London?
I have not. I want to, though.
I thought Solana, I thought you had been to London several times. I thought that was like, I don't know, for whatever reason, I had recollected that you had been there, but I guess not.
Well, I probably lied about it.
That is possible. Because you're so cut out for it. First of all, it's so tailor-made for younger people who can drink all day and all night and go pub to pub. Like, I can't do that. Like, I go chippy to chippy and tipple to tipple. But honestly, like, it is just such a great city. But only a tipple if I'm feeling peckish. But I think we all agree on that.
Did you have an opportunity to eat horse?
No, no. I think that was reserved for, I think they said, oh, we've got some football players coming over here. What are we going to do this horse that we've had for 12 years that nobody's ordered? I said, serve it to the Dolphins. They'll eat anything.
That's why I ate horse was London.
I remember
first,
that.
The first and only time. Yeah.
No, I will tell you, when you get a chippy, it comes with the same thing every time. And part of it is mushy peas. And I had never had that before. And essentially, it's green peas, but kind of as the consistency of mashed potatoes. Have you ever had that, Solana? I happen to like peas. It was phenomenal. I love mushy peas. I don't understand why those aren't everywhere in the U.S.
Because we have teeth that work.
Well, that may be part of it.
Do they like season it with something? Is that what it is? Like that?
Is it seasoned with something?
Yeah, like what's the difference between just if they had given you regular peas versus them being meas?
I don't know. They're mashed, and it would be like, what's the difference between getting a baked potato or mashed potatoes? It's just, I guess, in the delivery, but they're fantastic. I don't know why mushy peas are not more readily available here.
But you like mushy peas better than firm peas?
Well, it's just the way they serve. Like, you can't get peas there. You get mushy peas. Huh. I have no choice in the matter when I'm at the pub. I can't say, barkeep, make my peas firm. I can't do that.
I know that's just how you talk now, but it really does sound painful given what you're dealing with after your train ride. It sounds painful for you to talk.
Oh, my God. First of all, I have sweat dripping off me right now. I don't want to be wearing this scarf, but I want to stay in character. Like, just dying. I don't know if you recall when Solana went to, where was it, Spain when you go, or Italy?
Mm-hmm.
When he came back from Italy and he went right to the emergency room. Yeah. How many shows we did on that. And so I, flying back from London, was literally like outbreak. Like, I was dying on this plane. And Lori was sick as well because she was in the same train car that I was. So by the time we were flying, we're like, you know, over the ocean. It's a 10-hour flight. And I am honestly expecting Dustin Hoffman to walk in hazmat suits, you know, and pick us out of a lineup and take us off the plane. But I said to Lori, I go, under no circumstance can we seek any sort of medical attention at any time because of what we did to Solana. I cannot open myself up. Now, just the fact that I got sick should be payback enough for Solana. Like, I didn't go see, but like, I got it. Like, I rue the day that I ever mentioned that. The only thing was, I acknowledge that I'm sick. You could not acknowledge you had jet lag. You just assumed you were sick. Huh? You had jet lag.
I had the flu.
Well, you tested negative for the flu. Goodness.
Well, allegedly. And I will say, I'm not going to tell you or reveal that I'm happy you're sick because I don't wish sickness upon anybody.
Ooh.
But payback is a bitch, unfortunately. Ooh. And you were suffering those repercussions.
I knew it. I expected the guy on the train as I was staring him down to take off his face Scooby-Doo style. And it was Solana just spraying germs. <at me. laughs> Not lost.
Go to the urgent care, Hawk. Enough. Go to the urgent care.
No.
They hook you up with an IV. You feel great. You feel great in 2 hours. You feel amazing.
I'm fine now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yesterday. I swear, I'm fine now. Yeah, yesterday was rough. Yeah.
I threw the cough into the microphone.
Go to the urgent care. Ridiculous.
I mean, what are they going to tell me that I don't already know? I've got a head cold and it's got to run its course.
Well, go in there and explain to them what's wrong, like you did when you went into the apothecary, and see if the answer you get is any different.
No drowsy. I want that to be the slogan for this show. I'm on billboards all over Miami with our pictures and just say, no drowsy, 5:60 a.m.
No drowsy.
Oh, my goodness. Anywho, Josh Appel is with us. There's several things. Miami Hurricanes have their pro day going on today. Marlins open their season Thursday. You were the stadium announcer for many years. I know you're not doing it this year. Is there anything for us to be excited about? I know for the schedule, Thursday's opener happens to, is it the best matchup in major leagues?
It is Paul Skenes. It is Sandy Alcantara in his return. I don't think that it's possible to have a better matchup of starting pitchers at all across the entire league. That alone is worth watching on Thursday.
Yeah. Are you going to the game?
I'm not.
Not going to go to the game.
I'm not. I'll be watching. Wow. I'm looking forward to watching our good pal Kyle Seeloff make his debut on FanDuel.
Yeah, we need to have Kyle on the show, Solana. We never had him on because he was the radio guy and it was a competing station, but we should have Kyle on.
Yeah.
And Appel, like you're close to the team. Like the narrative of, yeah, Sandy's not going to be here. They're going to, like, they don't really want to win. Is that a narrative that, you know, is realistic? Because it sounds crazy to be a fan of a team that doesn't really want to win and they're going to sell off all their good players.
They're. Is going to be a roster of players that is going to be in the major leagues with the Marlins, who every single day they go, they are going to try and win. I don't think any of them are going to go out there trying to lose. I don't know how that's going to translate to actual wins and losses. I'm sure we have an idea, but it's a group of guys who are trying to prove that they can play at that level. And I think there is something there that you can root for where, yeah, they're likely to miss the playoffs, but you might have some fun connecting with young players who could be part of the core moving forward when they do really start to spend in free agency and things of that nature. Look, they made a lot of investments. I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, cape for them. I understand the criticisms. I get it. But they are spending a lot on actual front office and team infrastructure, whether that's with developmental facilities in the DR, whether that's new technology that they're using all throughout the minor leagues, whether that's actual personnel in the front office that'll be leading the charge in certain things. They've been pretty upfront that they're going to try and emulate what the Rays do. And I think that this year is going to be about seeing the young guys they have on the roster now, can they be part of what they want to build moving forward? And you ask about Sandy, I think it would be naive not to think that they are going to try and get something done with him, whether that's before the deadline or whether that's next offseason. And it's going to stink, but I think we should really enjoy Sandy here while we can, because he is one of the best pitchers to ever come to this organization.
It's a weird thing, because what you're saying is essentially going to be their message, which I don't know if it'll resonate at all, but they're going to say there, and I know you're just saying it. You don't work for the team,
and I get why fans would feel that way. But
because it's happened over and over again. But what you're saying is essentially, hey, I know this feels like Groundhog Day, but they are actually headed. They have a plan. And if it works, you've seen it work before,
right? And look, you don't have to like. If you're listening to this, you don't have to like that plan, right? But that is their plan. They have one, and they're going to move forward with it. And I don't know if
because if you could vote for it, you'd vote for the Dodgers plan.
Right.
You could have the Marlins plan, or you could have the Dodgers plan. Right. You'd vote for the Dodgers plan. Unfortunately, it's not an option. It's just not an option here. I don't know. If they had different ownership, would it be an option?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Does the market just kind of dictate that could never be an option here?
I don't know about never. I don't want to say never, because you never know what they build could eventually lead to. And you know, the Rays aren't big spenders, but they do, when they feel like they're close, they do add pieces to the puzzle that they think can help. And every now and again, you know, the last most recent one did not really work out well, given what Juan DeFranco is now dealing with off the field. They do sign guys two long-term deals and lock them up, like the Marlins did with Sandy. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that, like, if Connor Norby proves that he's someone who can be a pillar, or Xavier Edwards, or guys like that, that they'll go ahead and maybe extend them. And that can be somebody that you get behind for a long time. But I get all the criticism, and nobody wants to hear this from me. I get it.
Having done zero research on Connor Norby, I would feel very strongly in this take. Connor Norby will never be the pillar of any organization in Major League Baseball.
I didn't say the. I said,
What position does he play, Solana?
No idea.
He's also got an oblique injury.
I take a strong stance on Josh Big Ass not wearing his Lululemon sweatshirts every day.
Oh, it's comfortable. Does he spend money on Lulu?
At leisure.
Crazy. Well, at leisure.
You have a man.
Wow,
you
that's have a Panthers Lululemon mashup?
It was an anniversary gift from my wife.
Wow.
That has to be $400. A Panthers Lululemon hoodie, that's got to be $400.
The NHL did a whole line for all the teams. And
wow.
Sold out in like 2 seconds, though. You have the matching sweatpants as well?
No, just the hoodie. Don't worry. Ooh, I'm not imagining.
Great outfit.
Thank you.
6'4" with Lululemon. Do you wear juicy pants with the crystals on the butt?
With the rhinestones? Yeah, I have 3 pairs.
You've never, we got to wrap it up, but you've never had a scone, Josh. Never I learned that while I was in the UK. You've never had a scone.
Never had a scone.
You ever had a scone, Crowder?
No, I don't even know what that is.
A scone? Solana, you have to have had a scone. You're a little more worldly than these boobs.
I've had a scone before. I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Tart.
That's fantastic.
Wasn't that a big storyline of Curb Your Enthusiasm? Was that scones, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're right.
It was. That's what led to the Spite store.
Yeah. Great episode.
Because the scone was what? It was dry?
It was dry. Yeah, he told him that the scones were dry, and Mocha Joe said that the scones
Mocha Joe latte
weren't dry.
I will tell you.
That's a biscuit.
Yes, it is very similar to a biscuit, but
it's not similar to a biscuit. It's a different name for a biscuit. I'm looking at them, Hawk. Mm-hmm. Those are biscuits.
I've had biscuits, and I've had scones. And listen, I'm no expert in London, but very close to an expert in London and the Scran and scones. I had a scone.
That's a damn biscuit. That's
I know
a
what
triangular
it looks
biscuit.
Like. Sure,
untrained eye.
Bro.
Untrained eye. I had to look biscuit. What I had. I had a scone, but they don't serve you butter. They serve you clotted cream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it was just fantastic. A little clotted cream jam on a scone. I'll tell you, I think we need to implement every day on this show. You know, you have the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, 4 o'clock clotted butter and scone.
Okay.
Well, put Maybe that down. Flour, circle back.
Yeah.
Flour, butter, egg, sugar, and baking powder. That's a biscuit.
All right. It's a biscuit. It's a scone, though. But, I mean, we'll laugh you out of the UK the moment you get there. Anyway. This was delightful, Josh. I'm glad you made time for us. Stay on standby all this week. I don't know how long I'm going to make it.
All right. Well, I hope you make it. Good luck.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Josh Appel joining us.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Who's your favorite Beatle? Offset?
Hawk and Crowder. Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.